Blog Talk Radio.
Our Lord and Savior have a promise for us. So at this time,
Praise God. We're going to give it to Sister Diane. Praise God to come in her own way. Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. We thank you, Lord, Father, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord, Father. Father God, being able to do, Lord, Father God, not just for ourselves, but for others, Lord. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, Father, that wasn't promised to us, Lord, Father. So, Father, we know not to take nothing and no one for granted. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness, Lord, and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for their loved ones, Lord, Father. Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, with them, Lord, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Chantel, Lord, Father, asking you, Lord, Father, to touch that pain, Lord, Father, that she continually get in her chest, Lord, Father. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. For you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord. Father, we speak healing right now, Lord, Father, over her, Lord, Father. Touch her children right now, Lord, Father. Keep them covered under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, knowing that nothing is too hard, Lord, Father, for you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Strengthen her right now in you, Lord. And, Father, letting her know, Lord, Father, that you will never leave her nor forsake her, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kathy, Lord Father, asking you, Lord Father, Father, for touching her body as well, Lord, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father God, she's in constant pain, Lord Father God. Father, learning, Lord Father, what we take for granted, Lord Father, learning to walk again and do things, Lord Father God. Father God, even in pain, Lord Father, we come against that pain right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And Father, we speak healing throughout her body right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father, as she continue to be encouraged, Lord Father, trusting in you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Apostle McManus right now, Lord Father. Father, touch her body as well, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We speak healing, Lord, covering her under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, do it for her, Lord Father. She needs your touch right now, Lord Father. Father, healing, Lord, Father, is the children's bread, Lord, Father. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Touch Pastor McManus right now, Lord, Father. Strengthen him as well, Lord, Father. Father and her son, Lord, Father, as they intercede, Lord, Father, in her behalf, Lord, Father. Touch in a mighty and a special way right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruth Roman, Lord Father. Father God, touch her stomach area right now, Lord Father. We speak healing right now, Lord Father. Touch right now, knowing nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. But you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. And we thank you for your healing, O God. Father, touch those, Lord Father, as well that is interceding for her, Lord Father. Touch her sister, Lord Father, Miss Aggie, Lord Father, and strengthen her as well, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you and glorify you, O God, for hearing and answering prayers, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord Father, the prayers that you're answering as we pray, Lord, and the prayer, Lord Father God, that you're about to answer, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for bringing Rudy, Lord Father, out of intensive care, Lord Father. Father, continue to touch and heal his body, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, strengthen him like never before, O God. Continue, Lord Father, to put your shield of protection round about him in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Brian right now, Lord Father, as we continue, Lord Father, to pray for your guidance, Lord Father God, in his life, Lord Father. Father, that he is able to direct, Lord Father, his children, Lord Father, on the right path, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for touching his body right now, Lord Father. We thank you for healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Briston, Lord Father, as we continue to pray healing, Lord Father, of his pancreas right now, Lord Father. We thank you for bringing him out of the hospital, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for what you're doing for him, Lord. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you for your healing virtue right now, Lord Father. Father, we continue to hold before you Imani right now, Lord Father. Continue to speak healing to her body as well, Lord. Father, thanking you, Lord Father, for what you're doing for her, Lord Father, and through her right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Father, for the movements of fingers and toes right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for feeling back on those sides right now, Lord Father. In Jesus' name, Lord. Father, we hold before you Logan right now, Lord Father. Touch his body. Intervene on his behalf, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for that bone marrow transplant, Lord Father, that he needs right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen his mother right now, Lord Father. Strengthen her like never before, Lord. Give her the peace and the comfort, oh God, that she needs in you, Lord Father. Father, there is peace in you no matter what we're going through, Lord Father. We thank you for the peace that passes all understanding, Lord Father. And we thank you for that comforter, Lord Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, oh God. And we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Miss Maddie right now, Lord Father. Oh God, intervene in her behalf right now, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father, that person that needs to do that paperwork for her, Lord Father God. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We know, God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And Father, touch her body as well, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen her, Lord Father, in you, Lord Father, letting her know, Lord Father, that you will never leave her nor forsake her, Lord Father. Father, as long as she keep her eyes on you right now, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord Father God, TJ, Lord Father, that has pancreas cancer, Lord Father. Touch right now, Lord Father. We know that you're bigger than cancer, Lord Father. You're bigger than any sickness or any disease right now, Lord Father. You know what he's facing and dealing right Now, Lord Father God, we thank you, Lord Father, for touching, Lord Father, his body, Lord Father. We thanking you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we continue to hold before you Spurgeon Walters, Lord Father, that has lung cancer, Lord Father. Father, touch right now, Lord Father. Only you, Lord Father God, can touch and heal right now. In the name of Jesus, O God, you know what he is dealing with, Lord Father. Father, strengthen his family as well right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, I just continue to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Father, for our listeners, Lord Father God. Father, see about their needs right now, Lord Father. Father, you are that way maker, Lord Father God. You are that healer and that provider, Lord Father. And we thank you, Lord Father, for whatever our listeners need at this time, Lord Father. We thank you for working it out for them, Lord. Father, as we continue to keep them covered, Lord Father, under the blood, Lord Father. Father, and pray, Lord Father, for those that are going about on their jobs, Lord Father God. Shield and protect them right now, Lord Father. Father, give them that spirit of awareness and alertness, Lord Father, and always keep their mind stayed upon you, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you, O God, to touch the speaker of the hour, Lord Father. Decrease them right now, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord Father. Use them in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father, as that rhema word come forth, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we take nothing for granted, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for being so mindful of us, Lord Father. Father, that you give us that ear to hear, Lord Father, and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father. Whether it be a word of warning, Lord Father, protection right now, Lord Father. Father, of preparation, Lord Father. We just say thank you, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray right now, Lord Father, for every listening ear and every heart right now, Lord Father, as that word come forth, Lord Father. Father, that they don't just keep it to themselves, Lord Father, but witness it to others, Lord Father. Lead others, Lord Father God, to Christ, Lord Father. And knowing the safest place at this time to be, O God, is in you, Lord Father. And Father, we ask you, O God, to touch this weather right now, Lord Father, as we speak. Peace right now, Lord Father God, to this weather right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, that it may not come near our dwelling right now, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus right now, Lord Father God, over this neighborhood, Lord Father, over this county right now, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Father, I continue to pray for my leaders, Lord, my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, Lord, Father, as I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord, knowing no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord, Father, and every tongue that should rise up against thee in judgment, it shall be condemned, Lord, Father. Father, we continue to ask you to keep your hedge of protection round about them, Lord, Father. Father God, keep them refreshed, refilled, and rejuvenated, Lord Father God, in you, Lord Father, as you continue to pour, Lord Father, your anointing, Lord Father God, over them right now, Lord Father, that they're able, Lord Father, to pour it on us, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen again. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Sister Diane, and we thank God for prayers, because truly, our God is the praying God. Oh, praise the Lord. man, now, as we often say here at City of Victory, if you didn't hear your name, it's because you didn't call us and get your name on the prayer list. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, you know, and, you know, let me say this. We'd like for you to call and share your testimony. You know, if the Lord done anything for you, you know, that's encourage us. Amen. I know it will encourage Sister Diane, and it will encourage us here at City of Victory to know that the Lord is moving in their life and doing great things because he's the same God. Am I right? If he healed back then, he's healing now. So we, you know, share it with us, you know. Amen. So the world can hear it. Amen. At least the listeners here at Blog Talk. And, you know, this goes out to all four corners of the earth, you know, to let people know, amen, that we serve a God that is supernatural. He omnipotent. He's omnipresent. And he is the same God today. See, so we do that for us, will you? Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Let me give you a little thought here for the day. And we have a surprise for you today. Faith is knowing there is an ocean because you have seen a brook. Faith is knowing that there is an ocean because you have seen a brook. Faith is the substance of things what? Hope for. The evidence of things not seen. In other words, trusting the word of God. If he spoke it, he's able to perform it. Oh, praise the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, we have a surprise for you. Praise the Lord. This morning, we have a surprise for you. As Goma Powell would say, surprise, surprise, surprise. Praise the Lord. We have a surprise for you today. What's the surprise, Bishop? Oh, it's a surprise. If I tell you, it's not a surprise. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many know, amen, the Lord always have a ram in the thicker. Am I right? He's not in the bush, because he's in the bush, he'll get away. But, oh, he got a ram in the thicker. We have a surprise for you today. And at this time, praise the Lord, I'm going to give way. Amen. And let the woman of God, she done wrote many books. Man, I think the bestseller, praise God, was Power in His Name. It sold out. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, I know who you're talking about. You're trying to figure it out. Oh, praise the Lord. But she's going to come now in her own way. Praise God. Amen. The one is responsible for this radio broadcast here, Time to Talk About It. She's been doing it for many, many, many years. She's a woman of God. She's a prophet. Praise God. She carries many titles. She is also an apostle. Praise God. And I thank God for her. And she is my other behalf. Man, she's my flower. Oh, I know who it is now. I know. Yeah. Praise God. At this time, amen, I'm going to bring to you, amen, no other than my flower, Apostle Gloria Porter, the pastor of Logan International Ministries, a.k.a. City of Victory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know you haven't heard me in a while. Nevertheless, praise God. Amen. We're going to try to work this out. Bless God. We thank the Lord for Time to Talk About It. We thank the Lord for Sister Diane keeping it going and the Bishop keeping it going on. And we thank God for you being there. I thank God for each and every one of you. Now I'm going to try to make this scene here. Bless God. Amen. Praise God. I want you to bear with me, you know. When
I go through this, all right? Amen. And the more I think about it, the more, you know, real it becomes to me. Try to get this voice straight, okay? Now, if it don't get any straighter, you know it's me, right? Amen, amen. Time to talk about it. So you know we talk about stuff, don't we? Amen. Amen, amen. And we're going to start with Deuteronomy, second chapter. We're going to start. And we're going to start at the first verse. Then we turned to go, took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. Turn you northward. You have compassed this mountain long enough. Now, you wondering, what is that all about, huh? Mm-hmm. And it's so it's simple, very simple. I was thinking about the lesson that Bishop had been talking about, teaching for a while, about the dispensation. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that too, brought that into play too. He said, you done come by this way long enough.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the children of Israel journeyed 40 years through the wilderness. 40 years through the wilderness, and listen, same way. They were going the same way. Didn't know they were going round and round. Okay. Now, you would think somebody would say, ain't we been this way before? You would think that, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't. Because they ain't pay attention. They too busy about themselves. Mm-hmm. And like today, the world is about themselves, going round and round and round in a circle. That's all we've been doing. The church world been in a circle. Huh? Come on. Listen, think about it now. You've been doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Amen.
Now, God never do the same thing over and over again. He work in dispensations.
That's right.
Okay? He has a time limit set on everything. And I was going through the Bible a few minutes ago, and I thought about it. I said, you know, Lord, even when he made the world, think about it now, when he made the world, huh? He made it in time spells, huh? Now, remember now when he made everything, cows and all the animals and the trees, and he made the plants and the food to grow, and he also made some have-nots, don't touch. He made some of those too. But think about it. It only happened for a while, did it not? See what I'm saying? It happened for a spell. And then he made something, he put something in there to distract them so that they could go to the next dispensation. Did you hear? See what I'm saying? I'm going over now. I was going over from the beginning of time. Now, God made all this stuff, and he rested on the seventh day. See, that's in. And I did all I can do, and I done gave them all that they needed to live with, all that they needed.
All right. Praise God. Well, we'll try again. Praise God. We, as a nation of people, don't seem to realize that God has a certain time limit on everything. And when you go through the Bible, you read through the Bible, you can see that he only let certain things happen a certain time. Now, when you look at Genesis, you find out. When you look at Genesis, you find
out that he had a time for Adam and Eve in the garden. Okay? And in that time, they are supposed to obey what he said. All right? And that's in everything in life today. Every nation under the sun has a certain time. And we don't know the time. We don't know how long it was before the enemy came in there. But he was also, God made him too. You know, he made him to be a destroyer. And so therefore he was put there for a reason.
Amen.
See, since he's there for a reason, when his time is come, he appears. You see what I'm saying? In our lives, now, because we on time here, in our lives, we have certain things that we ought to do. And I was thinking of this. It's so many people out here today. There's a lot of preachers, teachers, and what have you out. And God has given them time. And their time could be, there could be a minister, evangelist at this time. And what happens? When it's over, ain't it? Huh? Just like Adam and Eve time was over in the garden. Now, you ain't think about it in that manner. But I was thinking about it. It was their time in the garden was over. So therefore, the distractor, the devil, Satan, anything you want to call him, you know, call him anything you want to, he was there to do what? To separate. To start the new chapter in their lives. You see, I'm going to put it this way. The new chapter in their lives. Now, God didn't say to them, you've been here long enough. Okay? But he's saying it in a different way. He says it in a different way by putting somebody or something in your life to change things. You don't want change. Nobody wants change. But I'm sorry, but there is going to be a change. You change more than you think you do. Huh? The expert doctors say that in our bodies, supposed to, normal bodies, you change every 7 years, okay? Your something inside you change every 7 years. I don't know how true because I ain't inside of my body or your body, okay? So I don't know. But if they say so, okay, maybe they know. But the thing is, your skin changes. Huh? Everything do change at certain times because God has it regulated that way. Huh? And it's under the dispensation of time. All right? Did you hear what I'm saying? Under that. See, preachers change. They don't stay whatever they started out to be. You know, and I heard a preacher say that he asked God, what is this? Say, you telling me to go be something else, but you called me to be one thing. Well, this is God's world. He know what he got time for you. He know what you can do and what you can't do. He know when it's time to change, when you done been that way long enough. Okay? We have several abilities within us, do we not? Mm-hmm. Everybody. You ain't just a one-man show. You just don't do one thing all the time. You got several things that you can do in your life. Huh? So therefore, when you have been there long enough of God, say, this is long enough. Let me make a change here. So somebody come into your life, you could have had an accident. That accident caused you to do other things because you might have been hurt some way that you can't do what you used to do. See? So therefore, he did what? Interrupted it. And you think about the man in jail. Huh? His mama had been praying and grandmama and everybody been praying for him, trying to get him changed. They ain't changed, so they locked up. What happened? After they get out of that prison, they change, don't they? Huh? They become what God intended for them to come for that time. Do you hear? See, this is why a lot of times you're in a ministry and God changes you. Some people leave, some people stay. Think about it. I thought about Nehemiah. I thought about him. Huh? How did he change? How did he change? Huh? He was the king's cupbearer. You see? So in that, don't get angry and people say, well, they mixed up. They're not mixed up. God is saying that it's time for you to change. You done been that way long enough. Huh? You've been walking in one way for years and years and years. You ain't accomplished nothing that much. But you've been walking that way because you say, this is the way I am. Huh? It was not the way you were. It was not the way Adam and Eve was. They had to change. You see? So God put an enemy in their path to help bring them out of that where they were so that they can come to the place where he needed them to be in sin. And so that he could bring forth the next plans of salvation. See, what he had already planned. You see, God works in mysterious ways. We say that all the time, don't we? God works in mysterious ways. Well, he does. He changes times. He changes seasons. Didn't he say that in Ecclesiastes? Huh? He changes things. Well, how do you expect him to change? How do you expect the world to change today? Huh? The pandemic come around, didn't it? Hmm? See, I jumped from Nehemiah to pandemic, didn't I? Praise the Lord. But go back to Nehemiah. Nehemiah had to change, didn't he? Huh? And his heart first was in it because he was concerned about Israel. He was concerned about it. And therefore, something came by, somebody came by talking about it. And that did what? Brought a change of time. it's time now for me not to be the king's cupbearer anymore. It's time for me to get out. Now, how am I going to do this, Lord? How am I? See, the first thing you're going to say, Lord, how am I going to do this? How do we get this done? Do you get it? You see? You don't know how you're going to get things done, but the fact is that God is pushing you right into your next level, your next change, your next place, your next hour of what you should be doing. We don't often know why we change jobs. We change jobs, jobs change, or we get put in another position. The boss say, you got to, I want to put you in this other position, but I don't know nothing about that. Don't want to worry about it. You can learn. Huh? You see, he say, you done been this way long enough. Now it's time for you to go to the next level. People don't want to see the next level. They don't want to go to the next level because they want to be comfortable. How can you be comfortable where God didn't call you to be? Huh?
Ain't gonna work.
You just cannot be comfortable if God didn't put you there. Right. Tell you right now, you're going to be miserable. You're going to be jumping from pillar to post. You're not going to get anything done. You see what I'm saying? The thing is, when he tells you it's time to leave, it's time to leave. I know you don't want to go because you're comfortable. Oh, you just love everybody and everybody loves you. You don't want to go nowhere you don't. Think about Abraham. Huh? God told him to leave his home. Huh? You see? Because it's time now for you to do something else. It's time now for you to be what I called you to be. Where I want you to be and to do what I say do. Do anybody get that?
Come on.
Do you get it? And I thought about it. I said, you know, Lord, everything is working on the dispensation of time. Life, your life, my life, and the next person's life too. But they don't realize that things are changing and God puts you in a different position. You could be the preacher, teacher, apostle, prophet, you know. And listen, if you've been there a long time, remember now, a long time, you know it's time for you to go. God speaks to you and tell you it's time for you to go, but you don't want to hear what God is saying, huh? Nobody really wants to hear, but when God tells you, you done been going this way long enough. See, I have a time set for you to turn around. And when you turn around, and go the direction that God send you in. And you think about, and I even came to mind was Esau and Jacob. You know, Esau was going to kill old Jacob. All he had in his mind, that's what he was going to do. That's what's in his mind. See, we're not to keep our mind. When God say turn, he mean turn. Now, Esau had to turn after all them years. Jacob was scared. Huh? He gonna kill him. But guess what? When it came down to it, God had turned the situation around. You see what I'm trying to tell you? Time could change things. Time can turn it around for you and I. See? I'm not worried about right now. I haven't been able to talk to you and everything. I believe that in this situation, God is raising up somebody that can go in my stead of what I was doing and do what I was doing and bring the word that he's given me. Not your word, but God's word. See, turning it around. You don't want to turn around. You don't want to be in the prophetic. You don't want to be in the apostolic. You don't want to be in nothing but what you want to be in. But God says he's turning things around. Look at the pandemic. Back to that now. Look at this. Didn't that turn this church world around? Did he not tell you that before he come, there's going to be a great falling away? It's done fell. You didn't know it was going to fall this way, but it fell, didn't it? Huh? Churches fell. Whole churches fell. Preachers fail. From the state that God had them going, he want them to go, they have changed. It changed. Some of them changed. Some of them just say they ain't going to change. But that's not God. Huh? He said, you done been this way long enough. Say, ain't you done been out there sinning long enough? Ain't you been doing what you want to do long enough? You want to build the biggest building. You want to have the most people. You want to have all these things. You want to have. Did I tell you that? I heard a preacher say, and I was so, wasn't surprised, but I was happy, that when he said that God told him the same thing he told me. Say, why you won't preach what I told you to preach? And he told God, just like I told him. But God, nobody want to hear that. God, now he said, well, who are you preaching for? Me or them? He said, that's why he's doing it now. I said, Lord, thank you, and that's why I'm doing it now. That's why I'm coming to you with what God gives me. Whether you like it or not, or anybody like it or not, I'm sorry about that, but I've been procrastinating too long with that word because nobody else was preaching it. I thought that, you know, I was wrong. But God reprimanded me about that, and I corrected mine. I don't know what you do, you see. But I done been that way long enough. See, not paying attention and doing the word that I had. It sounded like it was far-fetched. Huh? Everything that he revealed to me sounded like it was far-fetched. So I'm trying to go the way everybody else is going. So I take this word as a direct word for me. You've been doing that too long. Time to stop. It's time to stop. Do you get the picture? You've been that way too long. Listen, when you go through the Bible, Esau and Jacob made up. Huh? See? They made up. God had a situation there to put them together. Huh? God has a situation waiting for you. If you would just open your eyes, listen, stop being stubborn, stop being whatever you want to be. Huh? But know that when he say, I say go east, you go east. I say go north, you go north. I say go south, you go south. Always go the way I told you to go. Not the way you want to go. I know everybody want to do what they want to do. Everybody want to be comfortable. Everybody want to, you know, every nation, they want to do what they want to do. They feel they right. It ain't about your righteousness. It's about his righteousness. Amen. It's about what he said, God said, huh? When he put Adam and Eve out, He put them out. Made sure they didn't come back in. They will not come back in now. It's not time for them to come back. Do you see how many things has to happen in life before we can get back to the God? Huh? And where is the God? You can run through the Bible and pick it up in Revelation. You can pick it up around in there. Huh? But that's a time, but it ain't long as it used to be. He has given us, what, another time to do what? Turn it around. The pandemic, turn it around. The hurricanes and tornadoes, turn it around. Look at it, fires in different places, he gives you a chance to turn it around. He has volcanoes erupting, turn it around. The earthquakes, turn it around. When he told you that about the time, what would happen to the time? What happened? You had an earthquake in the place where the time is regulated to the world. It'll be shortened. And you know it's shortened. You know already it's shortened. And don't say like you don't know. So many people out here, I ain't know the time was shortened. Yes, you do. You know, when you get up in the morning, by the time you turn around, it's night. Huh? Look at the day. Daylight come, it was 7 o'clock. And just as dark as it want to be, it was still night outside. Uh-huh. Things going to happen from up above in the heavens. He said he was shaking them all, the heavens, the sea, and everything. He's shaking everything that can be shaken. But that which cannot be shaken will not be shaken. And what is that? Huh? You got something that cannot be shaken. But the time changed for you of what you should be doing. Hmm? You don't think about it, do you? What makes some people go into ministry is when something happened to them. Huh? You know, God allowed these things to come about to get you to get where he wants you to be. See? You got the ability, but you just don't want to go do what God say do. I don't know why it ain't that hard. Huh? It's not hard to do what God called you to do. Hmm? Or you want to be like them children of Israel when God told them about he going to take them all out of there for disobeying him. Huh? Say, but the children 20 and under, he was going to save, and they were going to the promised land.
That's what he said.
Huh? Was that a nice thing that you wanted to hear? Hmm? Now, that's a big turnaround, ain't it? Huh? And let me read something he say in it. You can read the story in this same chapter. And he say, but the 40th verse of the first chapter say, but as for you, turn you and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. You go by the way of Red Sea. See, he telling you which way to go. He's telling you to turn even in the first because of the fact of the little children that he kept for the saved. Now, you can read that in the 39th verse on down there and read it in there. What he did, he did that. See? Even in this one here, as he talked about them turning to the Red Sea, going into the Red Sea, you know, they had to go there. Huh? These are some hard-headed people. I'm going to tell you, are you hard-headed like that? Huh? All right. Now, go to the sixth verse. He said, ye shall buy me of them for money, and ye may eat. And ye shall also buy water of them for money, that you may drink. For the Lord thy God had blessed thee in all the works of thy hands. He knoweth thy way walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God had been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Now done took care of you 40 years. It's time to leave here now. It's time to go another direction. Someplace else. God has taken care of America all these years. Now America got to pay for all the sin. He winked at the sin. He just, you know. Now it's time to pay. The same way, what? Sodom and Gomorrah. What happened? Huh? What happened? Do you know, I heard Bishop talking about Moab.
The Moabites.
Yeah. About them. Now, they had their own little place called Ar. They had their own little place. God had, this is what he said, I have given Ar unto the children of Lot. For possession. He gave that to them for possession. Okay? So now Lot chose to be separated. He separated.
That's right.
It was time. Because what did Abraham come and say to him? It's time because our people can't get along. That's wisdom, isn't it?
Yep.
He used wisdom.
Amen.
Huh? They can't get along. So it ain't I'm mad with you or anything. It's just that our people can't get. In the first place, we ain't had no business being together because God told me to leave my home. He didn't tell me to drag the home with me. Do you see what I'm saying? Huh? We do things thinking we doing God a favor. And we're out of God because we didn't ask God, should we do it? Think it's stupid to ask God, should we do it? Well, it's right within my hands, and I know how to do it, so I'll just do it. It's like God tell you to do 5 days fasting, and you say you go do 10. Do you think you did right?
No.
You ain't do right.
Come on.
He told you 5 days. If 5 days can accomplish what the 10 can accomplish, even that and then some, because he told you to do it. We want to do, well, I'm just going to get brownie points from God. See, that's what we want to do. Okay? And then we mess the whole thing up. The blessings get messed up. Everything get messed up because you did not do what he said do. See, you don't follow directions. You got to follow the direction that he give you. What did he get? He told Caleb. Caleb did the when they went about the spies. Over here, I did see that just a few minutes ago. I seen that over there about the path. He said, oh, this, oh, right, let me go. Let me see. I think it's the 34th verse of the first chapter. 30 what? 30, yeah, he mentioned Caleb. But I was trying to get to the as he and the Lord heard the voice of your words and was wroth and swore, saying, surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good hand which I swear to give unto your fathers. Okay? These are the people that seen evil when they went out to see the giants. They call them the giants. They seen them. They didn't. Do you know God is very concerned about whether you have faith or not? Huh? They didn't have faith. They only, that's what they seen, and they said that they can't conquer them, right? Say, the only one saw the right what God wanted them to see was Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he had trodden upon, and to his children, because he had wholly followed the Lord. See, he completely followed the Lord. You see what I'm saying? Huh? God turned things around. Huh? He get rid of things that don't need to be. You can think about what's his name? Joshua. What did he say? As he stand before thee, he shall go in thither, encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Joshua gonna cause Israel to inherit what is because he got Moses' mantle, all right, and he was running it. See how God changed him. He stood at the bottom of the mountain while Moses went up there to get a word from the Lord. Okay? He obeyed. He didn't run off and say, well, I'm going home. I'm going to see my wife. I'm going to see my girlfriend. See, he stayed there at the foot of that mountain until Moses came out. Because he didn't know whether Moses was going to come out or not. See, he stayed there all that. Now, it took them 40 years to get through the wilderness and everything. Now you got 40 days. You got to stand up there under the mountain, don't know whether Moses is coming back or not. He don't have to eat. God will provide. Amen. You know, long as you're in the direction, this is why I say this, and I still stand on that, even when the devil may toss me a Mickey to, you know, try to tell me God ain't going to take care of me or something like that, or God ain't going to do this or that. But that's not the point. The point, if he never take care of me, he's still God.
Amen. Come on, Apostle.
If he never healed me, he's still God. And I still believe that he gonna watch over me no matter what it is or what happened because of who he is. I believe that. See? So I don't mind passing this way. I mean, it's for some reason, I don't know, as I told y'all, I don't know what the reason of what happened here, but for whatever it is, I had to pass this way. See, I had to pass this way. I don't know if it's temporary or it's permanent. Whatever it is, God has control. It's his thing, see, and we know, everybody know, it ain't always been like this, you see, it's like changing gods. Nehemiah had to do what? Change. So he became over building the wall. He was over it, talked to the people, encouraged the people. He do all of that, encourage him. But he had to change his place. His place was with the king, but he had to change and go out there and live, keep his clothes on at night, sleep in his clothes because an enemy was always coming, trying to distract, trying to keep him from doing what God had called him to do. Long as that wall was like it was, nobody was trying to build it, no enemy. But as soon as he became interested in doing it and started doing it, here come the enemy. And then the enemies got with the other enemies and they got together, formed a coalition, trying to stop the work of God. Don't you think he's going to do it to you? Don't you think he's going to do it to me? Huh? When God change our positions. Now, you say, what position are you in? Well, I'm in a position that at least I can still talk. Huh? At least I can still open my mouth. I may not can get to see you like I want to see you and do what I want to do, see, but I can do something. I can take it from this point, from this level, and do what God say do. I may have to go through a Red Sea, or through a wilderness, all right? But let me tell you, you can laugh if you want to. Aha, aha, you can say. But I say aha back. I got you, devil.
Okay.
Because I'm still not yours. I belong to God. You see what I'm saying? Because I am doing what? Changing God's. Changing things. All right? People don't want to know. You say, well, you got Bishop doing that, you got me. Well, I ain't got Bishop doing it. Bishop want to do it, and he do it because he want to do it. You see? Because it's needful at this time, at this point. That's why he doing it. Why is Diane doing it? Because it's needful at this time. It has to be done. Somebody has to take the reins.
Come on, preach.
Somebody. And God do things to push some people into their position.
Amen.
See, he going to push Bishop into the prophetic, and he don't know it. See? But he got to push him into it because he one of the old guys, you know, want to stay on the comfort side. You know, he want to stay on the comfort side. And then he don't want no change. See, but I'm very sorry. He going to go through the Red Sea and the wilderness. We going to push it round through it. Praise God. See, and people do fight change.
Yeah, that's the truth.
The preachers fight change.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? And we knew this in 1988. In 1988, I told the church there in Miami, I say, there is going to be a change, and the preacher's going to fight the change because they don't want to change their way of doing things. I say, but God's going to make them change. See? And they laughed at me. I said, that's all right. Y'all go ahead and laugh, but when it comes, you'll see it. All right? I'm going to laugh. Then this is my time to laugh. I'm like Sarah then. This is my time to laugh. Okay? And, but when he tell you, you done been this way long enough, change. The world has been this way long enough. It's time for change, huh? Think about it. Esau and Jacob change. They change. Everybody change. Look at Job. He job had changed. Life changed for him. God let the enemy come and take everything he had. All his children. He left him a remnant. He left him something to start again with. Okay? He left his wife. Well, that's what she was, to start again with. Okay? And he had plenty more children. Boy, she sure was a childbearing woman, wasn't she?
Yeah.
My God, she was. Now, think about it. If he can start again with him, he can start again with you. Nations. Do you know the nations got to fall? These nations got to fall with all the cruelty and hatred and violence and even, what's the one that is the brother of Israel?
Ishmael?
Yeah. All of them, they got to change. Do you know there's a time for them to change? God has a time for them to change. You're going to wonder when it changed, but God has a time for it. Huh? If he said, how many? 144,000 was going to be saved? Is that 144 include them?
Got to be.
Could be them.
Paul said all Israel were going to be saved.
All Israel. Now, you can't see that right this minute because you're living in the now. And you can't see it. But when it's time and say you done been this way long enough, you done been hateful long enough, it's time for change. And when he tell Israel it's time for change, it's change. You know what? Look, I know the names just keep coming to me now. Think about Daniel. Think about Daniel. No, let's go to my boy first. My favorite, Joseph. Change. Now, there's a little boy that he was happy, you know, and he got his little cute little coat.
Got a gift.
Trying to show it all.
Got a gift.
Yeah, gifted. He was gifted. And you never thought he had to leave from home. He would have to leave from home. And leave from home the way he had to leave from home. But God set all of that up because of the promises that he had already made them. See, I ain't even go to when they was in bondage for 400 years. Now, that's a long time. You want to get saved then, don't you? But anyway, here Joseph is. All of a sudden, his brothers and their hatred. Here they come to get rid of him. And then lie about it after they did it. Now, I don't know how God punished them because he said that what a man sowed, that's what he gonna reap. But it was for God's purpose that it was done. Now, you know, sometimes I used to say this, what I used to say when I read something like that. I said, now, God, could you have done it another way? Did you have to throw the boy in the pit? Did the boy have to be sold? Could you get him there another way? You know how you ask God about stuff in your life, don't you?
Yes, right.
Could you do it another way, God? Did you have to do it this way? But if he done it any other way, you wouldn't have went.
Yeah.
You never would have gotten where you were supposed to go.
Yeah. You would have
never got there.
Right.
See?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything that God do is for a reason. He allows it for a reason. If it's nothing but this for you to change your ways, it's for I put you there for a change. You're there because you need working on. You don't know you need working on, so I got to put you someplace where I know you're going to get worked on. Really? Ain't got but a little bit of time? Well, praise God. Now, we can go on and on, and I got plenty in my head on this, you know. So, let me tell you, you've been this way long enough. You've been hateful long enough. You've been jealous long enough. You've been not doing what you're supposed to do long enough. It's time to put a stop to it. Turn around. Turn around. And go straight. It's time to turn around and go straight. Now, I just thank you for this little time that you've given me today, though the phone won't cut off. But I thank you for this time. I want you to know that everything that happens to you is for a reason. God got a reason for it. And you need to look at your life and see where you need to turn around at. Look. Talk to yourself. Look at yourself and see where you need to turn around. What you need to change in your life. Direction. Which way you should go, the stuff you've been doing, maybe the job you're working on. You know, it may be time for you to change that job. Not just change it just for the money, not change it for the prestige or whatever. You know, people want to change friends. They want to change churches and all of this. Maybe God wants you to change churches. Maybe he don't. Stay there until you get a direct word from God that tell you it's time for you to leave. Not yourself. You know, our self tell us because we don't like it or we uncomfortable or they talking about us. You know, so they talking about you. That shows you important, don't it? Let them talk. At least I'm on somebody's mind. Isn't that right? Hey, think about it. That's the way you got to look at things. Look at things differently than the way you have been looking at it. Okay? And you will get to the point where God wants you to be. If it's a preacher, God will put you in that position to be that preacher that he called you to be. The one he called you to be. He don't want you to be like everybody else. But be like God called you to be, and you'll be the right preacher, and you'll be the preacher that get things done in the right way, in righteousness. All right, we thank God. We thank God. All right, amen, until next time. Amen. This is Apostle Porter coming to you. Praise God. Amen. Now activate your faith.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter. I know you all were shocked to hear her today. We just thank God for that word coming forth today. Apply it today to your life. Look over your life and see today where God made the change and for you to follow in that change today. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So share it with a friend today. You have missed this broadcast from the beginning? Yes, we did have a little technical difficulty, but we thank you all for staying on to hear the word. You all did not give up. You did not hang up. So you can go back And you can listen to the broadcast again on blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. Or you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on the link and listen to the broadcast. Share it with a friend. I tell you, it was some awesome listening today. Not just the word alone, but just hearing Apostle. She's been silent for quite a little bit, and we just thank God for using her today. You would like to bless this broadcast, continue to hear it on air, and you would like to send a donation. You can, for those of you that have Zelle, you can enter logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms and would like to mail it in, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. And that call in 712-832-7144. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333 pound. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Share the number with a friend today. Let's stand together in unity and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God.
Let
him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go.
God.
and let God let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh,